Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
you. on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, then, saints, my
soul.
Praising my Savior all the day.
every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our lives, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him, and I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising.
I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now, I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor. Better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you. By grace,
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. His name is worthy to be praised and glorified and honored. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify your name. Your name, O God, is worthy to be praised and glorified and honored. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify your name, O God. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Release your mercy upon us this morning, a mercy upon our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. Mercy, O God, mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we cry out for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus set us free. Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, their service in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak our spouses, our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus, our parents that are alive in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, the blood will never, ever lose its power. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God. We put it on our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, nephews. Oh, God, those that are connected to us. Oh, God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. Oh, God, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for divine angelic assistance, O God, being with us, guiding us, and protecting us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we adore you, we worship you, O God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. What a wonderful God you are. What a great God you are. What an awesome God you are. How great is our God? You've always been good. You will be good. You are good, oh God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Holy Amasandariya Kurumo Sodariya Kurumosim. Hallelujah. Huria mate de decoro mate de decoro mate de decoro mate de deco. Huria mate de decoro mate de deco. Oro mate de decoro mate de decoro mate. Huria mate de decoro mate de decoro mate de deco. Hallelujah, we bless your name, O God. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you are doing, and all that you will continue to do in our lives. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have breath in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, that we can use this breath to praise you and to worship you and to glorify you. We thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives and take preeminent in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost, have your way in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. In the name of Jesus, let thy name be glorified, let thy name be honored. We bless your name, O God, we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, we adore you, O God. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you this morning, good morning to each and every one of you once again. Please turn your Bibles with me to Matthew 15, 22 to 28. Matthew 15, 22 to 28. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Use me as a vessel to bring forth your word to your children this morning. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us, guide us. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth as a two-edged sword. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Matthew 15, 22 to 28. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out loud, "Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and to toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. Hallelujah. I just want us to look at this a little bit in the name of Jesus. As the Holy Spirit will give us understanding and revelation and understanding of what the Lord is speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know we've read these scriptures, or many of you may have read it a lot of times, but every time the Lord come in, he come in at another dimension of revelation in the name of Jesus. This morning, we're coming in the dimension of mercy. Mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy. Hallelujah. When we look at the Canaanite woman, we're looking at a woman that is not a follower of Christ, a woman whose family have a background of the Canaanites worshiping idols and false gods. Okay, let me break it down. A woman of the world. Of the world. Hallelujah. If we want to bring it down to the modern day, a woman of the world. When you're a woman of the world, W-O-R-L-D, the world means everything to you. You have committed yourself to the world. The world is more important to you. Hallelujah. But I want you to remember this. The Bible states that in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So even though this woman is the washer, she worship the Canaanites were worshiping false gods, idol worshiping, and doing things that were completely against the rules and the Bible, hallelujah, completely against that. But there's something that stirs in my heart when I say this. For God so loved the world. Even though she may have been doing things that was wrong, even though she came from a generation of idol worshipers, the Canaanite woman, even though she wasn't following the Torah, the book of Moses, during those days, hallelujah, even though she was a foreigner in the land, but the Bible tells me in John 3:16, God so loved the world. Hallelujah. And what did Jesus say? Me and my Father are what I want. And my meat is to do the will of the Father. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This Canaanite woman is crying out and saying, dear Son of David, have mercy upon me. My brothers and sisters, the world is crying out. The world is crying out to God. There's a silent cry that is coming from the world. There's a silent cry that's coming out. The world don't seem to know what's going on. There's a silent cry crying out to God, crying out. Some of them will say, if there's a God, do this, do that. They don't even know. And some of them have backslidden and knew God before. But it's a silent cry. Hallelujah. From the north to the south, to the east to the west. Silent cry. When you look with all the pandemic and everything going on in the world, in every country, not only the pandemic, but different things in the world, there's a silent cry. How do I know that the Father can hear those cries? Hallelujah. Coming from the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Father, Abba, Father, our Father who's in heaven, he hears their cries. He hears their cries. And who is he looking to? He's looking to us, that is his disciples. Hallelujah. To preach the gospel and carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that is crying out. How do we carry the gospel of Jesus Christ by the way we live? Our lifestyle by showing love and compassion. The world is new to condemn and criticize. The church is new to condemn and criticize. The church is used to pass judgment and on people. But God had called us to fill a great commission, go into the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone. Hallelujah. Why would God call us to go out and preach the gospel if he didn't hear the silent cry of the world? There's a silent cry that came out of the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned, when God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden. Yeah, hallelujah. Adam cried silently. There's a silent cry now that is going on, but God hears the cry. He hears the cry. If you're God, ABC, but it seems like we've neglected our responsibilities as Christians. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a minister. Ordained or not, you are a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you have a mandate to fulfill. Hallelujah. You have a mandate to fulfill. You don't need to wait for your pastor and everybody. You have a mandate. But apostle, I don't know the word of God. Read and study the word. God will give you increase in a revelation and give you people who will help you to study and learn. But he will give you the revelation. But you have to hunger and thirst after these things. Hallelujah. The world is crying. Just like this Canaanite woman. Lord, son of David, have mercy on me, upon me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. How many of us have children and doing all kinds of stuff of family members? Hallelujah. And you see, this woman is very serious. She's not playing. Even though she's messed up. But she's crying out to Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy. She's crying out, and she's persistent. She's very persistent. She's very persistent. Sometimes we give up when we don't hear answers to our prayers. We stop. We give up. When we think they're not going right, we give up. But do not give up. This woman is persistent. She is a woman of the world, and she is persistent. Let me ask you a question. Before you became a Christian, didn't you see that God's hands were working on your life? Even before you became you formally committed your life, I know when I was in the world, I knew God's hands was on me. And when I look back over my life, I see the times that his hands were over me. Do you know? Hallelujah. And I know many of you can say it, that he even protected you and guided you. And always, even before you knew him or received him as your Lord and personal Savior. Oh, isn't he a wonderful and amazing God? Hallelujah. She's persistent. And he said, I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Hallelujah. I was only sent to the lost sheep. He's telling the lady, look, Jesus is saying, I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman didn't hesitate. She said, I am persistent. I've heard about you, Jesus. I've seen how you heal people. I don't care whether you will listen to the Lord's sheep of Israel. I'm going to get this. You, I'm going to be persistent until you answer my call prayer. The woman came and knelt before Jesus. You see, she came and she submitted. When you kneel, you being humble with humility. She said, Lord, help me. Help me. We give up too easily. If your prayers are not being answered, still be persistent. And she said, Lord, help me. Even the disciples didn't want this woman to come on. She didn't, nothing stopped her. Because her objective was to make sure that her daughter would get healed and delivered from these demons. You know, sometimes I look and I say, I pray that the families could do that for the children that are lost, like this woman. And Jesus' reply is, not right to take the children's bread and toss it the dogs. What does it mean, children's bread? Jesus is the bread of life. He says, yeah, look, I'm hallelujah, the children's bread. He is the living bread. He is the bread of life. So he's talking about God's kingdom, sons and daughters, hallelujah. He said, I can't give this, I can't give you this. And toss it, he's calling her a dog. Why is he calling her a dog? You see, this is one of the times you see Jesus very harsh. But why? Because of the idol worship, because of they're not into things of the Torah, the Bible, the Word of God. So he said, I can't take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. The woman said, well, yes, it is, Lord. He said, oh, shoot, it's right. The woman said, yes, it's right. You know, I love this because we would look at John 3:16. Is it because of love the world? Well, you can say, or you can say, Jesus, it is right. And she said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table, which is true. We all, the dogs, she said, well, you can call me a dog, but I want that crumb. Because in that crumb, Jesus is the bread of life. In that crumb, everything that is in that bread, all the ingredients that is in bread is in the crumbs. All the ingredients when you make bread, all the ingredients you make that bread with, when you make cornbread, sugar, the crumbs have the same ingredient. And what she said, well, I will take the crumbs. She said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. This woman is persistent, I will take the crumbs. Then Jesus said, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. Amen. I told you about the dimension of mercy. Mercy. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get, this woman could have moved on her emotions. I'm not even going to, what type of man is this? Is it Jesus? And he's telling me this and he's telling me that. Let me go. But if she had left her daughter with her, be in the same, still be possessed with demons. She was persistent. And she stayed. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Your great faith. Oh God, Jesus didn't need to say a word, but her faith was activated because she believed in the living bread. And she was persistent. How persistent are we to get things done in the kingdom of God? How? To which you let me believe, and Jesus granted her a request. My brothers and sisters, the world is crying out. We have to reach out not into condemnation and criticism and telling them all the dooms. Don't do this, don't do that, but showing them love and compassion. Hallelujah, because Jesus wants to heal, deliver, and set free. Jesus is depending on us. The Holy Spirit is right there with us. And Jesus is depending on us to win souls for Christ. We need to move from complacency. We get too complacent and stagnant. And we need to tell others about Jesus to the life that we live. It can start from your family and move on. In the name of Jesus, think about it. Spread the gospel. Let someone know by the way you live, by the way you talk. And hallelujah, lead others to Christ. Let us populate the kingdom of heaven and depopulate the kingdom of hell. In the name of Jesus, be persistent. Hallelujah, be persistent. Hallelujah, regardless of what's going on. Keep your focus. Hallelujah. Even the dogs eat the crumbs from the devil. Hallelujah. The world needs crumbs from the master table. The world needs crumbs. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you this morning and we thank you. We thank you for your word coming forth. We thank you, Father God, that all your plans and purposes for our lives and destiny will be fulfilled. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, and your love, and your mercy. Oh, Father God, that this week we will continue to walk by faith in the name of Jesus, that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name during this week of Thanksgiving. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless your name, O God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify the name of Jesus. He is worthy. He's worthy to receive praises. He's worthy to receive glory. He's worthy to receive honor. Hallelujah. Let this week be a week of thanksgiving and praises. Thank God that some of us ate that the crumbs from the table and those crumbs tasted good. Hallelujah. And we decided to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yesterday, I gave you Leviticus 26. And I gave you 4 to 6. In fact, I want you to take time and read that whole thing. Amen, in the name of Jesus, because it's a very powerful scripture to use for yourself. And turn these scriptures and know that the Lord is speaking to you. Don't just take it for granted, Leviticus 26. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And I want you to know that it's just not for everybody, anybody. It was those who follow after Christ and are obedient to the word of God. But always remember, God says, I will have mercy on who I choose to have mercy. Hallelujah. And have compassion on who he chooses to have compassion on. In the name of Jesus. So we bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. It's so great to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We praise his holy name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. We bless him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed Sunday, blessed week. Be safe. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Amen.